Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey. This is Diane Reeves.
I think that there's a time in your life when you realize that whatever it is that is eating you, whatever it is that you're running from, whatever it is that you're afraid of, you just have to stop, take a deep breath, turn around, and face it. Face it. Stick your arms out as wide as you can and embrace it. Hold on real tight. You see, the tighter you hold on to it, the smaller it gets. And you just embrace it and embrace it until you find yourself embracing yourself. Then you can move on with peace of mind and all that stuff. Just leave it behind. Sometimes you won't understand why life is the way it is. Things don't always go the way you plan them, but I believe God and time are synonymous, and through time God reveals all things. You gotta be still, stand in love, and pay attention. I gotta testify. go crazy when I think of the danger I put myself in. But amazing grace always carried me to safety, knowing that I go back to the same place again and again. Lord, no one could ever love me the way that you do. In spirit, mind, and body, I surrender myself daily to you. Oh, and I just want to testify. I got to testify. I just want to testify. Oh, amazing grace saved my life. Sweet the journey when you learn to love yourself, accept yourself, forgive yourself, believe in yourself, be yourself, yeah, with amazing grace as your constant friend. Say, I am free of anger, I am free of fear, and my mind is at ease. I don't yesterday, because yesterday made me who I am today. Yeah, I just want to testify. My mind is strong. I just got to testify. I can see. I just want to testify. Amazing grace saved my life. I got to testify.
Of the Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janina and Ingram. That was Diane Reeves. She wanted to testify this morning. Testify. I tell you, it's nothing like God's goodness. Nothing like God's goodness when you can see your way through a particular situation. You see, we got to learn to see with the eyes of 2020 spiritual vision. I want you to get a spiritual vision this morning. Too many of us are looking at the physical matter of a thing and not seeing past. Today, I want to remind you of your mastery, your dominion, and your authority. And you first got to see it in your mind, because that is where it's first created, in the mind, in the eye, in the spiritual eye, in the eye of the spirit. In the eye of the spirit. And I want you to really start tuning your eyes to see God's goodness. Too many of us are getting caught up in this world vision and not having a spiritual vision. So I get a call this morning, and let me just tell you, then we're going to get into prayer, but I want you to really think about this. And the question in their tears were, how do you, in all this that's going on in the world, and people are lying to you and all kinds of stuff, how do you still hold on to your faith? How do you get to, when you see everything just falling apart and all this, you know, they just went through and running down. I don't want to run down all that stuff that they said, but you can get the gist of the conversation. And I want you to think about this. It's easy for us to see in the physical world what's happening because the media only wants to feed us sensationalism. But when you come from a place of understanding and you understand who God is, you can see God's angels when you have 20/20 spiritual vision. 20/20 spiritual vision. You got to learn to see like God sees. You got to look past all the stuff that you're seeing and know that God is still on this throne and nothing that's happening in this world is bigger than God. Nothing. Nothing is bigger than the presence of the divine consciousness of who God is in us and as us around us. When we learn to see as God sees us, we learn to see with spiritual vision, guess what happened? 20/20 spiritual vision. Eventually the world mind will be the bigger picture. Right now, it's too many of us who see as a physical matter. And this world vision got everybody all caught up. I'm going to tell you, nothing can stop the presence and the beauty of God when we can learn to see with the 20/20 vision. Family, get your 20/20 vision on. Spiritual 20/20 vision, that's what I mean. Get your spiritual 20/20 vision on. If you got a health challenge in your body, see your body every day, returning back to its highest vibratory energy, that every cell in your body will move back into its highest vibratory energy. And if there's a particular space in the body that's going, something going on, speak to that body part. If it's your heart, speak to your heart. You've been given dominion, family. Prayer is not about begging. Prayer is not about begging God. Prayer is about elevating your consciousness so that you can get in alignment with what it is that you're bringing into the visible planet. You got to learn today, family. You've been given the power. Stop giving your power over to somebody else and to other things that you've been looking at. Get ready and turn within. Recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize that great spirit that is known by many names as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot. Come on, family. There's not a spot that the presence of God is not going about it and be about it. If we know there's not a present spot that God is not, then how do we use our spiritual tools? See, the whole, and I'm not going to be on my soapbox, I promise you, the whole presence of this line right here is to teach us how to use God today. How to use our spiritual tools every day. I'm giving you tools, family, so that you can live your embodiment of God every day, not just on Sunday, not when you pray, and not just when you worship, but learning how to see through a situation. We're going to talk about that today, I guess. Maybe that's what God wants me to talk about. Because I sure have something else for us to talk about today. So as we get ready to turn within, and turning within is the most powerful tool you can ever use to the all-knowing, infinite wisdom, to the presence that is. There is one mind, one source, the I Am source, because the source created each and every one of us out of itself to express itself through us. You see, this source is pure mind and action. The Creator knows us as an intelligent vehicle of many great ideas. Therefore, we have to learn how to know ourselves as the mind of God in expression. I want you to say that to yourself. I am
the mind of God in expression. I am the mind of God in expression. Let's take it even further. I am the divine mind of God in expression. I am alert, vital, individualization of the infinite mind. I am intelligence, I am wisdom, and I am knowledge. And every idea that is ever required is already within my consciousness. And these ideas are now activated in my thoughts. And I'm fully aware of them henceforth and forevermore. I have the power to make the right choice and the right decision. I want you to know, family, there's power in the breath. The divine mind of God in expression. I want you to sit and become very intentional about the breath this morning. There is power in the breath. I want you to take in a deep breath, breathe in through the nose, hold it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight, and then I want you to release the breath. This morning, release that breath. And I want you to breathe in deep into the diaphragm and remember to breathe into the heart. Breathe into the heart and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe, family. And release. Be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe. And release. And last time, let's breathe again. And release. And last time, family, let's just breathe again. Take in a deep breath. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. And in this right now moment, as we continue to recognize our affirmation this morning, I am the divine mind of God in expression. I am the divine mind of God in expression. I am raw, unapologetic power in the presence of all that God is. Come, Holy Spirit. Divine Mother, Father, God. Precious and Holy Spirit, I come before you today speaking from the transcending power of my I Am presence, asking, Holy Spirit, that every word of my mouth come, Holy Spirit, and every meditation of my heart, oh, come, Holy Spirit, will be so acceptable in thy sight. Come, Holy Spirit. And as we speak the words today, knowing even before we come in this prayer, we already know that it is answered. Because your word says, even before our call. Come on, Holy Spirit. You have already answered. Come on, God, I just want to say thank you. Somebody came today, God, because they needed to hear a word from you, Holy Spirit. Speak to their minds right now, God. Somebody came today because they needed to hear a word, God. Speak to their hearts right now, God. Oh, Father God, as we invite and invoke the presence of our higher mind into every situation in our lives this morning, God, we ask you to let there be light, God, and let there be divine results. Come, Holy Spirit, and bring it all to divine completion. Somebody needed to hear you today, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and let there be light, peace on earth, God. And let that peace begin within each and every one of our hearts today, God. I'm asking you to remove any unforgiveness from our hearts right now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to remove anything, God, from the vision of our eyes that is not like yours, God. I'm asking you today to give us spiritual 20/20 vision, God, that we may even see among your people, God, even no matter what's going on, that we can see your angels on earth, God, that we can see your goodness on earth, God, that we can see your magnificence on this planet, even when the physical matter is showing us something different, God, that we can learn to see with the eyes of a metaphysician the truth that we have always, always abundant, always in great wealth, in great health. Father, Mother God, today, give us that 20 vision that we may see you in the magnificence of this planet, God. And no matter what diagnosis somebody may get, that we can see in the eyes of you, God, and that we can look among your people and see that you truly are the master physician. Holy Spirit, give us the eyes today to see your goodness, Holy Spirit. Give us the eyes today to see the vision of our life, God, that you so eloquently planted for us to see you, God. I'm asking you today to come, Holy Spirit, and do your will upon us right now, God. Elevate our consciousness to the will that the will of our soul shall come forth this morning, God, that we may seek the soul's goals, and then that may unfold the presence of our own eyes, God, that we may live from the soul today, God, that we may have that soul kind of living, God, the place that came eloquently to express the divine as us on this planet, God. I'm asking you to come, God, and teach us how to go within that deep place of who we are and allow the presence of you as us to shine through, God. Recognizing that we are the walking embodiment of the presence of you in us. Let the champion shine today, God. Let the greater version of ourselves come forth today, God. Let us make manifest the glory of our Christ consciousness, that we may walk in a higher presence today, that we may speak the words of the higher presence of ourselves today, that we may see in the higher presence of ourselves today, God, that we can see the vision, that we can see the vision of our greatness today, God, that we have been bestowed as a gift to this planet today, God, that we will operate in the blessings, knowing that the gift is us. So many times we go to all these places, seeking before great people, and we don't even know we the greatest version of you on the planet in that place, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and let us see our own greatness. I just thank you, God, for the opportunity. My girlfriend says, oh, let's go to the networking event. Let's such and such going to be there. I said, oh, but did you realize you was the greatest thing in there? Come on, Holy Spirit. Let us see who we are. Let us recognize our greatness today, God. And that the greatness get there when we get there. Let us be the reason for the season, God. Let us recognize that we are the walking embodiment of all that is great and all that will ever be great. And all we need to do is seek the presence of you as us. Your word says in Matthew 6:33, seek, told us where God was, Jesus told us in God, in Jesus' own words, that we were the manifestation of God on the planet. Why do we seek everything outside ourselves, God? Teach us how to see our own greatness, God. And all of our righteousness is a gift, and our talents, seek our gifts. Stir up the gifts today, God. Come and stir up the gifts, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to take each and every person under the sound of my voice this morning and stir up the gifts, God. You said in your word, our gifts and talents will what? Take us before great men. It will make room for us, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and stir up the gifts. Life changes when you begin to see your own greatness, God. Teach your people, Holy Spirit. Oh, see. Their own greatness. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And so it is. Oh, and so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Ashe, ashe, ashe. I'm so grateful. Just so grateful. I'm so grateful. I'm so, so grateful. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, God. Good morning, good morning, good morning to the sun, the moon, the stars, the clouds, the night and the day. Good morning to all the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees. And all the energy in the universe. Good morning to the plant kingdom and animal kingdom. And good morning to the earth, the wind, the fire, the water, and the ethers. And I just send love out into the universe. Thank you, universe, because we are one. We are one. And good morning to our most beneficent angelic family. Good morning, angels. I invite you and invoke you into the presence of this call this morning. Good morning, angels. And good morning, archangels, as I invite and invoke your presence into this call. And good morning to our ascended masters, as we invite and invoke the ascended masters, the master guides, and the spirit guides, and all of our unseen, invisible family. Good morning, as we invite you into this call, thanking you for your guidance, thank you for your love, and thank you for your support. And as we stop each and every morning, we stop to send love into those who walk this planet before us, as we invite and invoke our ancestors into this call. Good morning, ancestors. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning to those who have left a legacy, called you this morning. And as we speak the names of our loved ones this morning, inviting them into our life, inviting them into the presence of what will be happening to this day, we just say good morning to our ancestors as we stand on their shoulders. Good morning, Miss Anastasia McAdoo. Good morning, Ma. Thank you for being the vehicle that assisted me here in the planet. Good morning to Mama Colette. The names of your loved ones are honoring the presence of your ancestors, inviting them into this call. And even our unknown ancestors, those that we never knew their name, never spoke their names, and never heard, we invite them into this call. We invite our ancestors of those who assisted us as a people. And we can speak their names in many. And as we stand here on their shoulders to channel their spirit into this call this morning, honoring the gift, all the work they did to get us to where we are today, we just honor our ancestors. Good morning, all ancestors. And as we honor the presence of ourselves this morning, I just want you to just become very present and just say to your heart, thank you, because I am the gift. I am the gift to this planet. and I honor the divine presence myself this morning. Give thanks. Give thanks for the divine presence of you. Give honor to the gift called you this morning. You see, nobody can do what you can do the way you can do it. Only you have your special fingerprints, footprints. Only you, the swag that you have. Honor you in this right now moment as one of the many gifts that have been sent to the planet for such a time as this. I am God's greatest miracle. Let's say that together. I am God's greatest miracle on the planet. Together, I am God's greatest miracle. It's time to own your truth today, family. Good morning, Love Journey family. You are tuned in to another episode of the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. I am a transformational life coach, filmmaker, author. I am all that God is. I'm a radio host, and I can go on and on and on. But the real thing is about you seeing your greatness this morning. And we're going to talk about a few ways, a few things, and a few treatments. And I don't know, you know, sometimes I got to have me a little music before we get started. And I think I just want to hear a little Kim. You know, Christmas is coming up. And, you know, I'm going to be playing me some good old Christmas music. And I just want y'all to know, this is my favorite time of the year. And this morning, I want you to just let love set you free this morning. Just let love, the divine presence of love, set your eyes into a spiritual 2020 vision. Set your heart into a place where you know that nothing can stop the greatness of you. Nothing can stop the greatness of you. Your prayers have already been answered. Get off your knees. Stop all that crying and supplicating and get up and stand up and affirm the greatness that you are today. Know that you are a divine mind of God in expression. Know that you are the walking embodiment of love. Know that as I get ready to from the sight of the mind. I'll hear your every word.
open it up. Come go with me and let love set you free.
Love, divine love. It is so amazing to love unconditional in a way that true love operates. All right, family, good morning. You've tuned in to the Love Journey, and guess what? You got Janine and Ingram, your love experience. Yes, this is your love experience. Welcome to the Love's Playground this morning. Welcome to the Love Journey's Playground. How you loving this morning? How you living? How you living? All right, we're going to get ready, and we're going to read from The Science of the Mind. I love the caption today. It says, say yes to your yes. All right, I don't know what it said because I didn't read it in advance this morning, so I'm super excited to even see what it's going to say. Say yes to your yes. Ralph Waldo Emerson once said, once you make a decision, the universe conspires to make it happen. You know, I love that. Once you make a decision, come on, family. Once you make an intention, a decision, the universe conspires to make it happen. Let me tell you, God is, and that's just enough. There's a place in us open to the infinite. Spirit brings its gifts by pouring itself through us. It can only give to us what we take. The taking is mental. What does that mean? Now, this is what I'm going to break that down because I know that might have been a little bit more over our heads. So let me read this again. This is an Ernest Holmes quote. There's a place in us open to the infinite. But when spirit brings its gifts by pouring itself through us, it can only give to us what we take. The taking is mental. Dr. Johnny Coleman always used to tell us, God can only do for you what God can do through you. And many of us have blocks. So God can only do this much through us. Remove it so God can do, so no words could talk about how God can work through you when you get out your own way, family. Let me read from The Science of the Mind. There was a salesman who was working his way through a small town when he saw a happy little old man rocking on his front porch in a state of peace and contentment. He couldn't resist the temptation of asking this old guy what his secret to life was. And to the salesman's surprise, the old man told him he smoked 3 to 4 packs of cigarettes a day, downed a couple quarts of whiskey, washed his junk food meals down with a case of beer, and went out late every night to party. The salesman, quite surprised with his lifestyle, asked him his age, and to which the man replied he was 23. What? You cannot violate the law, Corey responded, for too long without it coming back at you. When it does come around, it's time for you to pay attention to what it is reflecting. Look to see where you are caught in the trappings of the world. You see, you must be willing to acknowledge your strain. Seeing what's out of balance doesn't mean that you can't return your gaze to a higher inner awareness. Let me say this again. Just because you see what's out of balance doesn't mean that you cannot return your gaze, the metaphysician eyes, the eyes that can see beyond the physical. Your greater good is waiting, and both to be shown to your inner sight and whispered into your ear so it may be revealed for the entire world to see. It said that spirit will never leave or forsake you. Spirit has already said yes to your greater good. Let me say that again. Spirit has already said yes. Spirit has already said yes to your greater good. Will you say yes to your sacred yes? You see, it's just waiting for you. It's just waiting for you, too, no matter what the condition may be. Can you say yes to your yes today? Your sacred yes. Today's affirmation, I embrace my greater good right now. I embrace my greater good right now. I embrace my greater good right now. So today we're going to talk about spiritual 2020 vision. I want to talk about this because so many of us are going through so many things on the planet right now. And so many of us are caught up in the world vision. But I come to tell you today, you got to start seeing in a new set of eyes. I'm going to start off with a little story that many of you know that I grew up reading Catherine Ponder's books. And, I'm just so grateful. Let me just give gratitude for a very unorthodox way of being raised. I give thanks. I used to didn't understand. But I really appreciate one of the ladies that lived next door to us. In one of the places I lived in, she took a liking to me because I was getting ready to be put out of this particular house I was living in because I came home at 9:30 one night from school. I was a little hard-headed, I guess. I guess they wanted me to come straight home from school, and I got home at 9:30, so they was putting me out in the street. And the lady who lived next door saw all the mistreatment and stuff that I was going through, and she gave me a book by Catherine Ponder. She came outside when I was being put out, and she gave me this book. So I remember sitting, reading this book on a bench. And one of them, it was called The Prosperity Secret of the Ages. And one of the pages in the book, it was on page 54. And it was, and it talks about, let there be light. Let there be light. Now when you a teenager in your young 20s, or at least I say for me at that time, it was more about being able to accomplish things. I never at that time thought about past where I was. You know, it was just about survival in that time. And then it got about in my 20s when I got my first apartment in Hyde Park in Chicago when I was 19. used to be a Ponderosa or Bonanza. I can't remember. It was a steakhouse, and I lived in on 53rd behind it, and I had this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful apartment. And I don't never forget the wind, how the wind blew in it. But anyway, it was about acquiring material things, but I couldn't understand why was I going through all these changes, right? So I was reading this book, and on this book, in page 54, it talked about let there be light. I was like, And so it breaks down in Genesis what we can use in this day as an affirmation, but whenever things are going on in our life, we could use this, right? And so I remember sitting there thinking, let there be light, God. Let there be light. Let there be light. So Genesis 1 and 3 says, God said, let there be light. And there was light. But we really just look at that as God saying, let there be light. And we read it, but we don't really know how to use it in our own life. God spoke light into the world, and into the world, we know the story, right? But have we ever thought that we could speak those same words into our own world? That we can speak light into our own situation? If we are facing some troubling situation or simply are looking to bring new good into our life, we can pray, meditate, and affirm, let there be light. Often we rush around trying to make things happen on our own, and only after those things don't look good do we call to God in desperation. But it's time for us to be more proactive. It's time to start first to go into God with our situations or challenges and go and ask God, let there be light, to help you and guide you through things, to give you new ideas, to obtain the good you want in your life. Let there be light. Be light. There be light. Let there be enlightened ideas and enlightened results in a situation. I cannot tell you how many times I have sat. I was working for a company that was contracted with Chicago Housing Authority, and we were sitting trying to figure out why we couldn't get a particular situation done. And so I sat with myself and I said, let there be light. And I began to write. I called CHA, Chicago Housing Authority, and said, don't worry, I got the answer. All those units will be filled in the next 60 days. They was like, Janine, these units have been empty for 3 years. I said, that's okay. I got it. They didn't believe me, but they trusted me because they knew that even when I didn't know how to break it down, because sometimes I told them stuff I didn't know how it was going to work, but I knew Spirit had already told me it was going to work. But I knew this time how it was going to work. And do you know, I had all those units filled before the 60 days was up just by using Let There Be Light. It was six of us looking at a bill, and we couldn't figure out where the bill was wrong at. And all of a sudden, we were looking at the numbers, and we were all looking at the numbers, and we were going through the numbers and couldn't figure it out. And all of a sudden, I just got still, and I said, let there be light. And my eyes went instantly into the place where the mistake was made. Let there be light. Mother God, let there be light. Reason why I'm telling you this is because I want you to really know how to start to use your spiritual tools. Florence Shovel Shin, many of you know who she is. She wrote a book on the game of life and how to play it. She writes in her book, a man came to me asking for treatments for success. it was imperative that he raise within a certain time $50,000 for his business. Now, how many of you out there trying to raise money? Somebody out there want something and need a big lump sum of money, right? She said the time then was almost up when he came to me in despair. No one wanted to invest in his enterprise, and the bank had flatly refused a loan. She said, I replied, I suppose you lost your temper while at that bank. Therefore, your power. You can control any situation if you first control yourself. Come on, family. She said, go back to the bank, I added, and I will treat. My treatment was, you are identified in love with the spirit of everyone connected with the bank. Let the divine idea come out of this situation. He replied, woman, you're talking about an impossibility. Tomorrow is Saturday. The bank closed at 12, and my train won't get me there until 10, and the time limit is up tomorrow. And anyway, they won't do it. It's too late, he replied. And she replied, God doesn't need any time. God, it's never too late. With God, all things are possible. I may not know nothing about business, but I know all about God. And he replied, it all sounds fine when I sit here listening to you, but when I go out there, it's terrible. He lived in a distant city, and I did not hear from him for a week. And then a letter came. Come on, love. Then a letter came, and it read, you were right. I raised the money, and it will never again doubt the truth of all that you told me. I saw him a few weeks later, and it said, what happened? You evidently had plenty of time after all. And he replied, oh, okay, my train was late. I got there just 15 minutes to 12. I walked into the bank quietly and said, I have come for the loan. And they gave it to me without a question. It was the last 15 minutes of the time that allotted to him, and Infinite Spirit was not too late. In this instance, the man could never have demonstrated a loan. He needed someone to help him hold the vision. And this is what we can do for each other. You see, Jesus Christ knew the truth when he told the disciples, if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Sometimes we're too close to our own affairs, and we become doubtful, and we begin to let fear creep into our mind. See, sometimes friends and healers see clearly the success, health, or prosperity, and will never waver because they are not that close to the situation. You see, it's easier to demonstrate for someone else than it is for oneself. So a person should not hesitate to ask for help if they feel themselves wavering. A keen observer of life once said, no man can fail if just one person sees them successful. Such is the power of the vision, and many a great man has owed their success to a wife, a sister, or a friend who believed in them and held without wavering the perfect pattern, the vision, family. Too many of us are seeing the physical matter of a situation. We got to get into the spiritual swing of things. It's not easy, I'm sure, for us, you know, who may feel average out there. Adverse thoughts of doubt and fear surge from us. They are like the army of aliens, which must be put to flight. This explains why so often dark is before the dawn, because a big demonstration is usually sometimes preceded by tormented thoughts. Having made statements of high spiritual truth, one challenged the old belief in the subconscious, and the error is exposed to be put out. You see, this is a time when we must make affirmations of truth repeatedly and rejoice and give thanks that we have already received. What did the word say in Isaiah? Before ye call, I shall answer. This means that every good and every perfect gift is already awaiting your recognition. We can only receive what we can see ourselves receiving. Come on, family. We can only receive what we see ourselves receiving. You see, the children of Israel were told they could have all the land they could see. They were told they could have all the land that they could see. I want you to marinate on that. This is true for each and every one of us. We can have anything we can see ourselves having. We have only the land within our own mental vision. Every great work and every big accomplishment has been brought into manifestation through holding the vision. Let me drink some water, my mouth dry. Now I want you to marinate on that. We can have what we can see ourselves having. Every great work and every big accomplishment has been brought into manifestation through holding to the vision. Often, just before the big achievement comes apparent, sometimes discouragement, but we got to see our way through. My grandmother used to tell us that all the time. You got to see your way through. See, the children of Israel, when they reached the promised land, were afraid to go in. How many of us are afraid of success? This is not new. The children were afraid to go in, the children of Israel, for they said it was filled with giants who made them feel like grasshoppers. And there we saw the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. This is almost all of people's experience even today. However, the one who knows the spiritual law is undisturbed by appearance and rejoice while they yet are in captivity. That is, they who hold the vision give thanks that at the end will be accomplished and will receive all that God has. What does that mean? Let me say that in break it down kind of terms. Even when we can't see our way, even when we don't know how, even when the seemingly appearances, we say, thank you, God. See, Jesus Christ gave a wonderful example when he said to his disciples, say not ye that are yet 4 months and then cometh the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look unto the fields. Come on, family. For they are ripe, are ready to harvest. Let me break that down. Even though the field may not yet show the fruit, we have to see the ripe fruits ready to harvest. See, it's clear vision pierced the world of matter. Our vision has to pierce the world of matter. We got to see clearly in a higher dimension, things as they really are, perfect and complete in divine mind. What? We got to see even ourselves as a complete vision in a higher realm. We must to ourselves from a higher realm. I get up every morning and speak to the cells of my body. And what do I say? I tell my cells to return to its highest vibratory form in my body. And I give thanks for perfect and complete health, perfect and complete divine presence. We must hold the vision of our journey in and demand the manifestation of that which we have already known we can receive. It may be perfect health, it may be perfect love, perfect supply, perfect self-expression, a perfect home, perfect friends, whatever that is, we must see our way through. They are all finished and perfect ideas registered in the divine mind. What is the divine mind? Our own superconscious mind. It must come through us and not to us. What does that mean? Let me break it down, family. Let me break it down for y'all. I keep telling you that God can do no more for you than what God can do through you. That's the same essence. Everything comes through us, not to us, through us, not to us, through us. What does that really mean? That means you attract everything that you got going on. You don't like it? Then you got to check what's going on through you. What's going on inside of you? Everything comes through us. Money comes through us. Love comes through us. How many of us are asking for success and preparing for failure? The situation we have prepared for, we get the situation we have prepared for. How many of us ask for success and prepare for failure? We get what we prepare for. Here's another story. Florence Shovel. She in the game of life, baby, in the game of life and how to play it. A man came to me asking me to speak the word to a certain debt that will be wiped out. I found him spending his time planning on what he would say to the man when he did not pay his bill, thereby neutralizing my words. But he asks now for the debt to be wiped out. But he was preparing in his mind what he was going to say to the people about not being able to pay. He should have seen himself with the debt being cleared. You see, we have a wonderful illustration of this in the Bible relating to the three kings who were in the desert. You see, they were without water for their men and horses. They consulted Elisha, who gave them this astonishing message. Thus said the Lord, ye shall not see wind, neither shall ye see rain, yet make this valley full of ditches. You see, we must prepare for the thing that we are asking for. When there is not a slightest sign of it in sight, I know that's not easy. It's easy to talk this good game up here, right? For example, a woman found it necessary to look for an apartment during a year when there was a great shortage of apartments in New York. It was considered almost an impossibility. And her friends were sorry for her and said, isn't it too bad? You will not have to store your furniture. You'll have to store your furniture and live in a hotel, she replied. You needn't feel sorry for me. I'm a superwoman. And I'll get an apartment. She spoke the words, infinite spirit, open the way for the right apartment. Let there be light and let there be divine results. She knew there was a supply for every demand and that she was unconditioned, working on the spiritual plane, and that one with God is a majority. Come on, Holy Spirit. One with God is a majority. How many of us are going around talking about we alone all the time? Oh, it's just me. Oh, I got to raise these kids all by myself. Oh, I got to. Oh. I'm always alone. It's just, I'm always alone. One with God is a majority. You are never alone. And why do you go around talking about I'm alone? I just can't do this. Why are you speaking the words of defeat? Yeah, I know you do it because you called me doing it. How many of you get off this prayer line and go right back into that consciousness of defeat? You get on this prayer line, say these good affirmations with me, I guess because I don't hear you saying them, but I assume you're saying them. And then you get off this line and get on the phone with your good girlfriend or your good friend and you get to talking about the gas prices and the president and all this. Who cares about all that? When you know who and what you are, why are you getting stuck in crap conversation? Neutralizing and dissipating all the good that you spoke into your life this morning. Come on, somebody ought to say amen this morning. We got to stop asking and praying and begging and pleading for all this good stuff, and then we neutralize it with our regular conversation of defeat. Child, did you, sometimes I just have to hang up people like, baby, I got to go. I don't want to hear another thing about no president or no United States of America. I don't care. Because I know that I am in control of what and dictate what's going to happen in my life. I understand where my spiritual tools are lying. It don't lie with whatever president in this universe that comes in and be whatever. We got to learn who's in control. Remember, God can only work well through us. Why are we constantly looking for something outside ourselves when the answers are inside of you? Money. The answer is inside of you. I'm telling you, family, stop seeing with regular vision. When you see Close your eyes and speak the words over your eyes and say, God, let me see the way you see. Where's your goodness in this situation right now, God? Let me see your way, God. Which bring me to the point of this conversation. I read those things because I wanted to give you a few little pointers on how to use the spiritual tools today. And one of them is let there be light. And the other one is seeing with the vision of 2020 vision. I want to break down what I really want you to know today and why I really, really want you to know it. You see, we get in life the vision that we can see for ourselves. We only get in life to the level of belief that we have in life. So many of us are searching and, you know, we go into these networking parties because we want to go on the Oprah Winfrey show, or we want to go on this show or whatever. We want to walk in and meet the right person. But what if you were the right person? What if you just looked in the mirror and realized that you were all you ever needed? What if you? Sometimes you, I'm not going to even say sometimes, rarely do we realize that we're the baddest thing in the room and we all we need. But we think we got to go in there and meet the right person. What if you were already the right person? And what if you understood who you were, that you were so cold in your game that the right person was you? All you needed to meet was you. All you needed to meet was you. Truly the case today. All you needed to know was you. We hear this right here, but I know a lot of us don't really get it. We hear, don't chase love, be love. Stop chasing success and be success. And so one day I sat with myself because I wanted to understand, what did all that really mean? Be success mean? What does be money mean? What does be love really mean? What's the being love all about? And I had to really sit with myself. And the greatest thing I ever did was to ask God to teach me how to see my own greatness. Wouldn't it be amazing to know that you were all you needed? That I was the answer to the question, my biggest question I was the answer to. What would happen if you took Jay-Z's words when he said, I had to learn to believe in me before somebody else could believe in me? You see, the very energy that we give out is the very energy that is attracted back to us. So if I could walk this planet and truly understand my own greatness and truly see me the way God sees me, the way that I truly am, then something different can happen in my life. You see, and something did happen different in my life. See, before I saw my own greatness, I kind of like, oh, okay. And no matter how many times people tell you, oh, girl, you don't even get it, how you changed my life. Oh. And it makes you feel good for a minute. But then you fall back into that default state. God, what about me, God? What is it? All that crying that we do. And don't get me wrong, I was there. I was there until Infinite Spirit opened my eyes. And I'm not even scratching the surface. But I remember the day I sat in the middle of that bed and I said, God, show me how to see my own greatness, Holy Spirit. Let there be light, God. Let me see the greatness that I came to the planet to be. Show me my gifts and my talent. Show me how to see me, God. the value that I give to the world. So guess what God did? I was got in the bathtub. Guess what God said? Cut on the love journey. So I said, okay. So I put my speakers in the, not the speakers, I put my earphones in my ears, sat back in the tub with my pillow, and I just went on and I just picked a, I didn't know which one it was going to be. I just pushed, went through and said, okay, this date. And I pushed it on. When I got through with the prayer, when I got through listening to myself pray, every cell in my body was tingling. I was about to jump out that tub. And then the lesson for that day was how to be God on the planet. Oof! I was like, wow, that was some powerful stuff. So then I listened to another one. My body was heating up. I said, girl, this is some good stuff. And I began to say, well, God, all right. Janine bad. She bad to the bone. Uh-oh. We got to learn how to see our own greatness. You got to learn how to value the gift that you are to the planet. People treat you the way you treat yourself. People treat you the way you treat yourself. If you're not important to you, how do you expect anybody else to be important to you? If you do not see your greatness, how do you expect somebody else to see what you can't even see in yourself? How do you expect somebody to respect what you are and what you have to give if you're not respecting it yourself? Stop talking it and walk the game, baby. You all are talk this good stuff that y'all talk about, but y'all not walking it. If you were walking it, your fruits will be a demonstration of your truth. Ooh, I need to put that on the tweet. Yo, good morning, back. Thank you. Let me see if I can say, your fruits will be a demonstration of your truth. Ooh, that's some good stuff right there. How many of us are going to jobs we don't like each and every day? I'm not saying quit your job. I'm saying prepare yourself to do something different. And start moving yourself into another position or whatever it is that you really want. How many of us are stuck in relationships that we're unhappy with? How many of us are unhappy in not being in a relationship? Whatever. We all just find reasons not to be happy. And happiness comes from inside, whether you're in a relationship or not. You could be happy in a relationship or happy without a relationship. Because your happiness don't come or predicate from anything outside of you. People say, girl, that man, oh, he might, no, my happiness is me. I am my happiness. I am all that I ever want to be with or without anybody. If it's something I want to do and he don't want to do, you better believe I'm doing it by myself. I go to the show, take myself to the show. I take myself to the dinner. If something I want to do, I do it. I'm not waiting on somebody because I got to have somebody to do something with. No, I'm the best person to be in my own company. I couldn't be in a better company than my own. One, I love the greatest thoughts I have. I be like, girl, that's some good stuff you just said right there. Yeah, it's easy to talk to me. I love me some Janine, and learning to love me more and more every day. Loving yourself is the greatest gift you can give to the world. Oh, that's some good stuff. I got to put that out there, too. Loving yourself is the greatest gift that you can ever give to the world. Why? Because love opens and invokes and invites the best of you. Love opens you up and invites the best of you to the world. If you study thinking that you're not good enough, they're not going to want to hear what I got to say. If you commanding those words in your mind, then guess what you're going to get? Infinite intelligence is already waiting to carry out your greatest demand. Every desire uttered or unexpressed is a demand, and we often startle by having a wish suddenly fulfilled. We got to watch what we speak into existing into our life. What are you saying to yourself? Why do you keep telling yourself that stuff when you look in the mirror? Why are you steady saying to yourself things that remind you that you're not good enough? Stop shrinking and start expanding. And it's easy to shrink back, I know. It's so much easier than to push through. I know it ain't. I know that could be difficult to push through. Push through your own fears. Push through your own mind. I'm working on closing the deal. And a lot of times when you see me posting, like, don't let money be your stop sign, I posted that yesterday, I had to boost my mind and myself to move past my own thoughts to close a deal, a couple of deals that I want to close. But you see, we got to do it anyway. Don't just get on this phone every day and hear me speak. And let your desires go to the wayside, because whatever excuses we use money as an excuse. We use age for not an excuse. Whatever, not this, not enough, or something, always is an excuse why we can't have what we want to have. Today, just simply stop. If it's money, if it's health, if it's whatever, go within, asking the infinite intelligence, the Most High God, the presence of all that is, let there be light. Show me. And if you need courage, ask for the courage. I went down a list of people calling for money yesterday. Not friends, bankers, and for money to close a big deal that I want to close. I got a text at 2:00 in the morning. How much you looking for? Who knows? I sent the number back in at 2:30 in the morning. Turned over and went to sleep and said, "Thank you, God." But what am I saying? We don't know how God is going to do what God's going to do. But I tell you, there's something powerful that happens when we operate in true faith. You see, the only thing that stops us from really moving through is fear. Fear of lack, fear of failure, fear of sickness, fear of loss, fear of insecurity in some place. See, Jesus said, "Why are you fearful, O ye of little faith?" We got to learn how to substitute faith for fear, for faith is only inverted faith. And it's easier to stop and say, I can't. I don't know how. I'm confused. But today, just be still and know that I am God. That's what I do. Whenever it starts to come up in me and I don't know how, I just be still and know that I am God. Peace, be still. And when all the energy around me is all, I just get into my energy and say, "Peace, be still. Be still and know that I am God." And something resonates in my body when I say it. Be still and know that I am God. Father, Mother, God of this great universe, come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, and let there be light in somebody's desire right now, God. I'm asking you to come right now and bless each and every person under the sound of my voice, God. I'm asking you to touch whatever needs to be touched, God. I'm asking you to bring forth the desires of their heart right now, God. Oh, I'm calling forth the blessings this morning, God. Oh, God, I'm calling forth the blessings upon each and every person's life, God. Somebody need a blessing this morning, God. Somebody need to hear from you this morning, God. Somebody, God, need to know that you are God. And that we are the walking embodiment of the physical presence of God on the planet. Let there be light. Let there be peace. Let there be peace on earth. And let it begin with each and every one of us. That's my message today. I pray it does you well. I pray you go forth and be prosperous. I pray you go forth and command ye day to day that it shall be all that you call it forth to be. Let there be light, family. And know that you are the divine mind of God in expression this morning. Nothing can stop you. You're all the way up. Nothing can stop you. All right, family, any questions, comments, or concerns? You can start.
Good God morning.
Hey, Rosa J.
Girl, you said a mouthful, mindful, and heartful today. You know, sometimes you get in that spot where you think all those things that you are not. And I love the fact that you said, mm-hmm. you have to be aware that ye are God. That you, God has already planned your life. All you have to do is step up and accept it. Walk through that door when it opens, even if you shake in with fear, and keep doing it. Because eventually you'll look up one day and you'll have all that you need. You know, let go of all those angst and anxiety that humanity wants to put on us and know that we walk in the spirit of a faithful universe. And if we ask and we do some action, it'll all come true. It'll all come true.
Amen.
When you get there, guess what? The time will seem like it was just like yesterday. And it may have been 10 years. It may have been 5 years. But you won't feel it because you're walking in the spirit. I love the fact that, you know, time is just the consciousness in your mind. How many of you walk around and say, oh, I'm going to be late. I'm going to be late. I can't do this meeting. I'm going to all the things that you think you can't do. But if you breathe and say, God, work this out. Like you said, let there be light. And you'll arrive at the space that you're supposed to arrive at and the time that you're supposed to be there. And it's, that's just it. Walking in faith and belief is the best thing going. No matter what the world sees it as, no matter what your eyes may perceive it as, physical, you'd be surprised. I do it all the time. I look at the clock and I'd be like, oh, it's 12 o'clock, man. You could have been out of here. Lord, work this time out. And sure enough, I get there right when I'm supposed to. So, yeah, learning to walk in faith and belief and speaking those words that you want and that you desire as opposed to those that you don't want, becoming aware of what you see, feel, hear, say, all of that. And that's how Jesus Christ and all Muhammad, all the great leaders and teachers of spirituality walked this planet. That's why they could do the things that they write in history. They are no different than we. We're all connected. But their consciousness was in a whole different place. I love you. Janine, I love you. I love you so much. Words and feelings can never, ever, ever express how grateful I am to the universe for this experience.
Amen.
So have a blessed
So let's, before you go, let's talk about, are you doing the meditation till you levitate?
Yes, I am. And I started late because you know what? I'm going to tell you something. And this is just the truth. Even people like Oprah and Deepak.
Just tell us where we can meet you at on the Meditate to the Levitate. You want to tell us another story?
Okay. So
before people start hanging up.
Thank you. I am actually in the group page doing it live, Meditate to You Levitate on Facebook. And I am also doing it simultaneously on the conference call. And the conference call line is 712-770-4160. That's 712-770-4160. And the participant code is
85-25-58. All right.
And so it is also recorded, and I usually put it on my Facebook page, Minister Rosa J, just for those people to get started. It is a 21-day process. So, and it's also on my YouTube channel, Rosa J. Hodge. So
all right,
want,
don't forget to check out Rosa J. Hodge, y'all. Go to Rosa J. Hodge and like her page. Go to her YouTube page and like her page. We need to support each other, family. Don't forget to support Minister J. Rosa J. Hodge and check her out. And don't forget to go to her page and find out how to buy gold, silver, bitcoins, all kinds of stuff. She's doing some great stuff. Don't tell no more stories. We want to let somebody else in here. Don't you done, Rosa. But go to her page and like her page this morning, and make sure you go there and like, smash that like button, love that like button, love the love button, and she's doing some great stuff. I just want to say to you, I'm super, super, super proud of everything you're doing. Even your, I even like how y'all got your new thing going on with the health thing that y'all do with Tiffany and them, and somebody else.
Yeah.
Is three of y'all. And I love y'all. Y'all changed, y'all rebranded yourselves. It's so amazing. And you all did a good job on the last podcast.
Yeah, we're doing domestic violence. And if there's anyone out there who is doing or has will be willing to come on our show or call in to our show to discuss or tell some people how you got out of domestic violence, please look me up. Message me. So that's where we're looking for people who will express their experience. So have a great God day, and thank you, Janine.
You know what? Call Mother Joy and see if she's willing to go on there. And she has a great story. I love her story. See if she probably won't be able to go, because, you know, we're all going to Korea from the 8th to the 15th. But when she comes back, she probably can do it.
LCL, you going?
Yeah, we're all going.
They invited me to go, but I don't have other things I'm doing myself. This is not a year for travel for me. That's amazing. Make sure you take a lot of pictures and post them. I love that group.
Right.
You know, I've been involved with them for a while, too. So, yeah, so I'll see you guys in your experience.
Yeah, well, make sure you give Mother Joy a call. She has a good story, and her story needs to be told. So give her a call. All right, family, we're going to keep this line moving. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Rosa J. Don't forget to check Rosa J out, family. Her, she's doing a lot. I just love it. Every, she getting her, you, I'm telling you, when you open up this Facebook page, you see her all over, all videos. She is really shining. And, again, I just want to say keep shining, keep shining, keep shining. On her Facebook page, her YouTube page, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere you see Rosa J. Hodge teaching gold, teaching Bitcoin, and teaching about health, wealth and money, health and wealth. That's what she's about. Don't forget to check her out. All right, family, I want to remind you, next, when we leave for Korea, Ms. Zakiya Lana is going to take over, but in her taking over, she's not going to do both lines. So I want to ask each and every person to come in on the blog talk from the 8th through the 15th. And just in case you don't have the number, that's 602-753-1902. And she will be handling the board and everything on the blog talk side. She said it might be a little bit more for her to do both. So we're just going to ask each and every person to call in on the Blog Talk side. That's 602-753-1902 from the 8th through the 15th. And when I'm back, do both sides again. That's 602-753-1902. We want to give a lot of love and support to Ms. Zakiya Lana. I don't know if she's going to bring Ms. Jackie, because, you know, Ms. Jackie good, too. So together, they're a team, and they do some wonderful things. And I don't know who she got coming with her, but I tell you, I know it's going to be good. I know she got some great things lined up, and I want you to give her a lot of love and lots of support during the 8th and the 15th, through the 15th, family. All right. That's going to be through the 8th through the 15th. We're only going to be open on the Blog Talk side. Please call in on the Blog Talk side or listen in on the computer by going to blogtalkradio.com/lovejourney. Yes. That's blogtalkradio.com/lovejourney. And you can listen without even, you can't make a conversation though. You can only listen in on a computer at that point, but it's still good. Or you can call in on Skype. Yes, you can call in on Skype. All right, family, I just want to remind you. Oh, let me just say, did anybody else have any? I just went right into. Also, I want to let you know that Tamar is coming on Tuesday. She's doing a big event down in Florida. Emir, she's going to be in Florida. All you beautiful people down in Florida. She's going to be a part of another person's event, though. Her name is Vicki Johnson, and Vicki Johnson has helped and assisted plenty of other women elevate their businesses. And she's doing a soul sun, some kind of sun soul explosion at a retreat center in Florida. It's beautiful, family. They're going to be doing it on the beach, too. It's not even that expensive. Beautiful. One of the rooms are only $400. So you just got to have your flight, your $400, and a little money to eat, I guess. I don't know if the food is included. I guess I'll read more about it, but they're going to come on the line Tuesday of next week and talk to us about that beautiful experience. And so if you're interested, it's going to be November 30th through December 3rd down in Florida, and Tamar is going to be a part. She's going to do some kind of crystal healing on the ocean with our wombs. Girl, ladies, get your womb healing on. Get your womb healing on down in Florida. So I'm super excited. We're going to bring them on Tuesday of next week. They're going to be talking about, it's something about sun soul healing. And I got to look it up. But I'm telling you, family, I think that's going to be an amazing. I might even think about coming myself. Good morning, Asia. And I think that would be fun. I'm so super excited, family. If you have anything that you want to say or anything that you want to announce or talk about, press 1 on Blog Talk. If you have a comment, concern, then you press 6 if you want star 6. It's called Soul Sun Spa, a luxury mentoring weekend. It's with Dr. Vicki Johnson, Soul Wealth Foundation. It's November 30th to December 3rd, and it's located at the Marriott Pompano Beach Resort and Spa in Pompano Beach, Florida. That's called the Soul Sun and Spa Luxury. The rooms range from $250 to $500, she said. So, I don't know. Sounds like something fun. It's about getting your money on from the soul level. All right, family. I want to remind you that your life is a gift from God. What you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember, family, to choose love. Love is the only choice. And remember to dream your God-sized dreams, but also live your God-sized dreams. I want to remind you that the power is in you today. And God can do only for you what God can do through you. You are a divine mind of God in expression. You are the expression of God in a physical planet. Use your power today and see your way through. All right, family, what should we play before we get out of here to remind us that we are all that God is, and that we came to this planet to be an amazing gift. Why are we operating so small, family? Stop playing small, family. We got to stop playing small. I know what I'm going to play. I'm going to play Kelly, not our Kelly family. I'm going to play Kelly Price. Yes. You know why I'm going to play Kelly Price? Because it's our time, family. 1, 2, 1, 2. It's our time, family. It's our time. Or should I play? Wait. Maybe I should play Jennifer. Y'all know. Y'all ever heard that song between Jen and R. Kelly? Jennifer Hudson. I don't know. I just go back to the first. It's so many stones going through my mind, y'all. Going through the memories of my mind, y'all. It's our time, family. It's our time. It's our time to shine, family. It's our time to live. It's our time to be all that God has called us to be. Are you ready, family? Somebody say yes. Are you ready, family? Somebody say yes. Are you ready, family? Yes. It's our time. All right, I'm going to go ahead and play it, y'all. I'm going to stop playing with y'all, right? I'm playing. All right. Again, just want to remind you that I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. As I leave you with this song, it's your time. 1, 2, 1, 2. 1, 2, 1, 2. Thank you for tuning in to another Love Journey production.
Here we go. Waiting for a long time, God.
It's your time, family. It's your time. It is your time. This has been another Love Journey production with Janine and Ingram. And I remind you, it's your time, family. Work it. It only works if you work it. Work it, family.